Man, that thing hit different when you start at 8 p.m. Bam, 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 bam. This is the Enigma Step Hour. I am your host, Enigma Step Timber, one half of Flame Milia, one half of the wacky tandem that now runs, that now steers the ship of an Underground Railroad at WVFS 89.7 FM. You can hear it Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. My man JC. But on Fridays, you got me here on YouTube and you got me here on Freedom Train Network through the podcast. Of course, Enigma Step Hour is powered by Freedom Train Radio. Boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? A series of platform for black voices everywhere. Shouts out to Joe. Shouts out to Pat and all everybody else that's, you know what I'm saying, part of the team or whatever. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Apologize for starting early, but things happen and gotta make way sometimes. So this week and next week, the live broadcast will start at 8 p.m. and then we'll be back to our regular schedule hopefully the week after that on episode 33. And you know, so if you don't, if you're missing now, because right now, everyone is probably watching CBS and the R. Kelly interview, so I'm missing that. But, hey, sometimes you got to pay the price of fame. Tonight, we got DJ Black Tarzan. He'll be in the building with his Beach Wave Boogie. But y'all know, you know what I'm saying, this whole genre that he is creating, whole vibe he created on his own. How many people can say that? So he's going to come here and let y'all know about that, rocking that. Also, too, again, like I told y'all last week, all March, nothing but DJs. In the DJ's perspective of the game and what they got going on. The DJ is the foundation of hip hop, literally. So, yeah, we're going to celebrate them this month. Now, if you're watching the YouTube joint, make sure to check out the podcast. You can check it out. Check out this episode, episode 31, boom, and all the other 30 episodes I've already produced at www.freedomtrainradio.com. As well as you can check this out on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. And hopefully things work out. I may be able to get that title bag. And that Spotify bag, we gonna see. Well, yo, if you just search the Enigma Step Hour or search Freedom Train Radio presents the Enigma Step Hour, should populate and you can listen to all the past episodes. Actually, gonna think about it, I believe on here, on YouTube, I have 31. This is 32. I got a half an episode that I kind of like played around with. So y'all can check that out. And also, too, I got a little snippet of shows that I'll be posting on YouTube as well. So, and also on my IG at Enigma Step. So you can check those out. And again, also follow me on social media at Enigma Step on Facebook, at Enigma Step 9, the number 9. On Twitter and at Enigma Step on IG and on Snapchat, I believe it should be at Enigma Step. Not that much, but hey, what can you do? Also, too, if you listen to the live joint on Friday, tomorrow, Red, Gold, Green concert at the Wellberry. I will be not only in attendance, but also blessing the stage with my man JC doing his set and my man Sharif Knockout doing his set. Shout out Tariq Knockout in his box. Promote his stuff before on Twitter. He only got to work. He got bots doing it, like he Russian or Bernie. Hey, that thing hit different when you're famous, huh? Yo, also, too, man, shout out to the bartender Jason. You know what I'm saying? He was a member of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, a local rock band here who did a thing. Came ran into him yesterday buying these Tank and the Banger concert tickets. And, you know what I'm saying, we connected or whatever. And I remember the name of the band. I remember the band being around. So I was like, yo, snap. Like, I just stuck him up. But no, it was just dope to meet him. So, yeah, at the Wellberry, doors open at 8. And show starts at 9. So if you're interested, check it out. You know what I'm saying? See your boy perform. You will stay. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and get into this first track. I meant to play this track last week, but But got scrambled up, didn't work out. But I'm going to be able to play it this week. So got my man Elijah Kenny on Dolo. Gonna play it live for y'all on the podcast. Yo. Yo, it's gonna be dope. I already know. Y'all check this out. The little homie. And this is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
If this went back to the bone, feels like, then I wanna go home. Grab a ladder, please take me to the moon. Till I'm all the way gone, all the way gone. This went back to the bone, feel like, then I wanna go home. Grab a ladder, please take me to the moon. Till I'm all the way gone, all the way gone. This way back to the bone, feel like, then I wanna go home. Grab a ladder, please take me to the moon.
Sir, that was my man Elijah Kenny with Dolo. You know what I'm saying? Try to get him on the show sooner or later. For the podcast, he was the podcast, Black Tarzan. DJ Black Tarzan is in the building. Good, pal?
Yeah, good. Over here.
All right, so we're going to get into the shenanigans, man, see what's going on with the world, at least my view of it. First thing I was going to get into is this Kodak, Kodak Black. Supposedly dissing Lil Wayne.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? He had some words for Wayne. apparently, he was at a strip club somewhere in Miami. You know, took some shots talking about Wayne should have, Wayne should have never been born or whatever. Like, real harsh or whatever. So, Wayne didn't say nothing, but his daughter had to clap back. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to all the daughters in the world. Mackenzie, Daddy loves you. What's good? She clapped back at Kodak, basically saying, hey, bro, your whole style is my daddy old style. You need to have more respect for the G. Which, when you listen to it, you be like, yeah, these two kind of sound like Lil Weezy, like Cash Money, Hot Boy Wayne. But apparently the beef stemmed from, there was an interview, and the interviewer asked Wayne about, like, new artists at the time.
Yeah.
So it was like Kodak, I think Lil Uzi Vert, who else? Man name right from the dude just got arrested. What's it called?
6ix9ine.
Not 6ix9ine, the other dude. It's a knife.
oh, 21-7.
21-7.
Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently they get asked them all in a row, like, what you think about these guys? And he was like, who? Like, I'm not in that space. I don't think it was a diss. I think Wayne was just like, I don't listen to other rappers. I just, you know, They may be cool, but they just ain't my speed or whatever. So, but I guess Kodak was beefing. This was back in like 2016. So it was a couple of years ago. And so he's been like trying to diss at Wayne since then. Me, I can't get with it. Granted, you know what I'm saying, you got the beef with the older MCs and the younger MCs, and the older MCs, and they got to show respect and vice versa. Migos came out and was just like, Offset came out and was like, all the old rappers need to kiss the Migos feet. Whoa, right? Bro.
Oh, man, you can't do what you do without somebody else doing it first.
And, right, that's the thing about it. You don't have to ride the dick of old school rappers. You know what I'm saying? But you got to show respect, bro. Like, you got to understand that, like Tarzan just said, they laid down the foundation for you to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Even with Offset. I don't think Offset meant to be disrespectful, but it is, yeah, because it's like, why you got to kiss your feet? They put in the hard work. Yeah. They made it easy for you to get the deal that you got. They made it easy for you to make the videos that you're making. They made it easy for you to
to a wider audience than just rap listeners.
Exactly. Exactly, bro. You know what I'm saying? It was the Will Smiths and the LL Cool J's and the Ice Cubes and Snoop Dogg's and the Queen Latifah's, or even the underground MCs, you know what I'm saying? The Two Shorts, the Uncle Luke, you know what I'm saying? Like, all these other cats that, you know, one from Uncle Luke, I couldn't even say fuck right now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
funny you bring up Luke, because I got a wedding. I think it's either, it's the one tomorrow, because the Sunday went super clean.
Yeah.
But it's the dude from Miami.
He's like
90 for us. He was like, we got to have some Uncle Luke and some Two Live Crew, so I got a whole section of that.
Oh, yeah. Straight ratchet, raunchy, 80s, 90s. Yeah, that's going to be crunk. I'm not even going to say lit or turn. I'm going to take it back. It said that's gonna be crunk.
Yeah.
That's gonna be tight if you really wanna take it like the mid. That's tight. Oh, that's tight. But nah, man, we not the younger MCs. Granted, y'all putting in work, y'all doing y'all thing, but y'all really look ridiculous when you diss old MCs, because they set the foundation. And like J. Cole said, he studied their cadence. He studied what they did to build what he got.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He did it to gain their respect. He got it. So that's why he on top.
Also, when know what rap is, it's the one for another nigga rap.
Right. It's the one for the 3-6 Mafia, or Twister, or Bone Thugs, because that whole style is a morph of those styles coming together and put it out. And if they think they developed that style on their own, they may have developed their unique style.
Yeah.
Right. But you can't say they didn't hear none of that.
Yeah.
I refuse to think they didn't hear none of that, even if it was subconscious and then they just came out and thought, oh, we did this.
Yeah.
Nah, bro, it was already in the atmosphere. So, yeah, I think, Kodak tripping. But Kodak always tripping. But he'll get it together. Ain't that serious. Now, granted, again, I'm going to sound old, outdated, because I want to talk about R. Kelly losing his mind on CBS this morning. But right now, he's probably really losing his mind. And y'all probably like, yo, E, what you talking about? It's happening now.
So he's doing another one right now?
I think they showed clips of it on CBS News.
Okay.
Or CBS This Morning. But the full interview is going on right now. You know what I mean?
He's so hilarious.
Yeah. He was bugging, bro. Like,
I saw clips. I ain't watched. Basically, a lot of stuff, new stuff now. Like, I got a whole bunch of people I follow for news online.
Right.
And I go look at their analysis.
Right.
If I want to go see the full thing, I go look at
it. Yeah, go check it out.
One of these dudes, he did an analysis on it. He's a, his background, he used to do, intake for, therapy and stuff like that. Yeah. People who was abused and all that. So he got a nice insight on it. And, I mean, he was clowning R. Kelly through the whole thing. He did an 8-minute video of probably a 2 or 3 minute clip, and he clowned him the whole way through.
Right.
And the thing, one thing that stuck out to me is that he was saying, R. Kelly said, I beat the case, leave me alone. So
he was like,
people don't say I beat the case, they say I'm innocent, and then after being proven innocent,
right,
they still say I was innocent, I am innocent.
Right.
He said I beat the case because he did it, and he won.
Right.
So
he judged me for that.
Yeah. He mad. Now, what I will give to him, I won't give him a whole lot of credit, but I'll give it to him. Like, at this point, you know, he shouldn't be bothered for a case that he quote unquote won.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But unfortunately.
That's what he was saying. He was saying, you can't get me for double jeopardy.
Yeah.
Right.
Which he's right about that. However, the whole entire situation and the fact that it seemed like it's a recurring problem. Like, do I believe he just stopped right now?
No.
I doubt it. Yeah. His character done revealed itself so
right.
many times. And he just, I mean, even when he went off on that little rant about having people in my basement and not giving them nothing to eat or drink.
Right.
Nothing,
he was there, he was like, wait,
you need a pair of shoes or something. Yeah, he was all in the I was like, you let out for a new pair of shoes. That's what you did. I put a note on here. Now, here's what I think happened, right? Because
right.
I didn't even watch the documentary that was about it, right?
Right.
That's
crazy. No, I didn't watch the movie yet.
Yeah, I don't bother. But I really think the documentary is the only reason why it matters right now. And I'm going to bring up the Boondocks episode about R. Kelly, because that's exactly what happened in real life.
Right.
Niggas didn't care.
Right.
He was like, look at what he did. Niggas went and saw the video.
Right.
I saw the actual video when he pissed on the
chick. I ain't have it. Again, it wasn't in my possession. I was just in an area where I could view it. Because we are live and this can be recorded. So I just want to make sure it's understood. But yeah.
I was younger, so I'm not my age now. But
right.
I saw that shit and I was like, yeah. I was like, damn, you didn't even try to hide who you is or what you look
right.
like. I was like, it could have been the double or stunt double.
So
I was like, I'm pretty sure that was him. But in real life, he got off of that shit because niggas didn't care, right?
Right.
I mean, he contributed so much to the music industry,
right.
the music that we have, right? But I think, and also white people wasn't involved at that point. Niggas
right.
just decided, oh, we don't care. But when the documentary came out, I'll tell you the difference. The documentary came out, niggas started turning on him, but white people got involved, and white people were disgusted by R. Kelly,
right?
Which is something I hadn't seen before that.
Right.
Before that,
right.
everybody want remixed to
that's why,
that they were.
Yeah, that's
now,
why.
They'll specifically put no R. Kelly on their list for do not play.
That's
I've seen that at multiple weddings.
Right.
I'm a wedding DJ, by the way. So I mean, white people there, and black people do it too, but I do more white weddings
right.
other than married,
right.
like a couple black couples. But no R. Kelly is
right.
like common now. And it's
that's what kind of get me is just like even if being on CBS This Morning, they did like, I was watching like 3-4 clips, and it's like, bruh, this has been happening. I have never seen, like, this is a thing now.
Yeah.
But it's like, we've been new.
Yeah,
like,
it's already
this is already known. So why is y'all making a big deal now? Not saying that it shouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah, but you should have did that shit before.
Right. Should have been in 95 or 2002. Like,
it's like a concerted effort to take people down when they're ready to.
Right.
That's what it
right.
seemed like.
And that,
like
and,
it's not like you didn't have the facts. It's not like it wasn't people behind the scenes helping them. It wasn't like it wasn't people who knew what was going on, factually
right.
knew what was going on. Not
right.
just like we seeing what we think is going on, but people who did know and nothing was done. It was, he got protected, basically.
Right.
But now they removing his protection, so that's why he like, man, I want my life. You know, they're trying to kill me. Like, your protection is gone. Now they're coming after
right.
your ass, huh?
And speaking of, even going to the next thing I was going to get into is another documentary.
Yeah,
Michael Jackson.
Situation.
It's basically,
slightly different. I'm
the victim or the perceived or the alleged victims are different.
Definitely.
No, mm-hmm. Now you're going from pre-prelescent or adolescent black girls to adolescent or young white boys. You know what I mean? Basically, Wade Robeson, this other guy came out and it was like, basically retract what they said during the trial that Michael Jackson had in 2005 and said that he actually did touch them in a sexual manner when they denied it before. Anybody know Wade Robeson? You can thank him for Cry Me a River from Justin Timberlake, because he was the reason why Justin Timberlake broke up with Britney Spears, because allegedly she cheated on Justin with Wade. And also, too, you can thank Wade for the Bye 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 video, because he did the choreographic. He did the dancing. So this man been famous. But not even just with that, because even though I feel like you know, we don't know what happened. They said it happened. We can't prove it either way or the other because Mike is not here to defend himself anymore. But I think one thing that we can work on or focus on is not just, and this is the point, even with R. Kelly and with Michael Jackson and with Bill Cosby and anybody that has created things. We got to chill with just trying to cancel everything because these people did some evil. Either they did it or perceived evil or alleged evil. Yeah, because at the end of the day, we all live on a spectrum of good and evil. This is what I believe. And on that spectrum, on any given day, you can do a great evil or you can do a great good or you can do somewhere in the middle. But even if you do a great evil, shouldn't negate a great good or even the good that you did. It is what it is. Now, you can judge that person, you can condemn that person for the evil they did, but that doesn't mean you have to take away from the good. Someone can go and help a lady walk across the street, and that was great and probably saved her life, but then go and, like, kill a kitten the next day or the next hour. Suck with a kitten. They should be condemned for killing an innocent cat. But does that take away from them helping some old lady across the street who could have got ran over and probably saved some family from losing their matriarch? Like, we all live on that spectrum. We've all done things that we probably wouldn't want to speak about, probably would take to our grave. But it's also stuff that we probably get accolades for all the time, that people know, hey, this person is this, and they do that, and they're great for it. So, just because, and my thing is, you have these people, you know what I'm saying, the R. Kellys and the Michael Jacksons, who've done this great. Now, it may not be a great in a moral sense, but they created great art. Just because they created great art, but also they've been accused or have done a great evil to people. Should they be condemned for that evil? Yes. Does that mean we get rid of the great art because of it? No. It's still there. And also, too, it's almost, I won't say impossible, but be very difficult because you really can't get rid of the influence when it comes down to the Michael Jackson or R. Kelly or even Bill Cosby for that matter. Like, they're so ingrained in our entertainment that it's not much we can do. Even if you got rid of that person, you get rid of R. Kelly, you can't get rid of Trey Songz. Get rid of Michael Jackson. Y'all trying to get rid of Chris Brown, but then again, you're Chris Brown. Get rid of Usher. Get rid of any person that danced in pop music, because even if they're innocent, because Michael Jackson's been so influential. R. Kelly's been influential. You're going to get rid of Black. You're going to get rid of Tory Lanez. You're going to get rid of, you know what I'm saying, Jeremiah. Like, all of them have been influenced by this man, unfortunately. So the idea of trying to cancel everything because someone did some great evil is really just stupid and really lazy. It's lazy thinking, lazy critical thinking. You can separate the two. You can say, I mean, just like my man Black Charlie said, he getting requests not to play R. Kelly music because of the allegations. Why? If the music is good, the music is good. It just happened to come from somebody who did something sick. Oh, well, you're not condoning what they did. If the music is good, that note that he sung didn't rape anybody. You know what I'm saying? Just like the words in the Constitution didn't enslave Black folks. No, it was Thomas Jefferson and George Washington that enslaved Black folks. But the words of the Constitution didn't. So, yeah, we have to be able to separate it too and not just try to cancel everything out just so we can think easier. Because it's not that easy. Life isn't that easy. Life is hard. Life is sick, but then life can be happy and life can be great. Good and the bad. Black and the white, it's all great. So just stop it. Stop it.
The first time I thought that was sports, because every time somebody get caught up in something that's wrong or they don't like it or whatever, you know, they want to remove him from the Hall of Fame, like the O.J. Simpson.
Right.
Like, it's like,
he did what he did.
He was a bad person and he did what he did.
Right.
But that didn't have nothing to do with
him playing, running the ball. And yeah. And influence people. He's going to take out Emmitt Smith. He's going to take out Barry Sanders because they was influenced.
But it's a whole, you know, it's a societal pressure thing. But
right.
I will say on the Michael Jackson, I haven't watched that documentary and I won't. But I seen an analysis on that, and you know, prior to that, I'd probably be like, you know, I wasn't there. I don't know what happened, but it's way too much evidence on that. From what I seen.
I'm kind of like, I think Charlamagne said it on the Breakfast Club. I think Charlamagne and Dale Hughes on the Breakfast Club, or Dale Hughes on the Breakfast Club today.
Could have did this sooner.
I think, yeah, definitely. I mean, they tried. I mean, it was. I mean, these allegations ain't new. I would say this: was it weird? Definitely.
I'm gonna go beyond that. I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say he was a vampire. He was a spiritual vampire. He did, from what I've seen, like I said, I haven't watched the documentary. I just watched the analysis on it. And what it looked like to me is he sucked the life force out of these kids, and he did it over and over again. So he wasn't ignorant to it. You know, it wasn't an accident. It wasn't, oh, you know, maybe I shouldn't have done that. It was, he took them in, made them feel special, created a whole setup to make it easier to have access to kids, and then toss them to the side.
Right.
And let them watch the next person that came in to replace them.
Yeah,
but the situation, it was one of the situations in there was, I don't know if it was the one of them was like Jimmy Safechuck and the other Robson Robson.
Right.
But one of them was going to be in a black and white video. And, you know, he actually showed up to the set. And Michael didn't tell him that he had put, that was when Macaulay Culkin first became the one in that spot. Now, Macaulay Culkin evidences all the, you know, symptoms of having been abused because he out of his mind.
Out of his mind, bro.
And he been too close to the entertainment industry for too long. But, yeah, it just, I mean, all the stuff that, like I said, I'm not going to watch it because it's not.
Yeah, it's
pretty much like depressing. And I'm not going to watch it because I want to continue to like Michael Jackson. I got a new thought on Michael Jackson. His music is still, you know, I'd say he's the greatest, you know, pop artist ever.
Right.
But as far, I don't give him a pass no more as a person. Like, I don't, because I used to always not necessarily defend, like, if he did whatever, you know, but I'll be like, you know, let's not forget that how he grew up, and he never had a childhood.
Right.
So he was always, I was like, psychologically, he remained a child. He never got the opportunity to grow up. I'm like, that's not an excuse, but that's the reality. But now, because of how the situation looked manipulated, like he made the families feel special, he made the kids feel special, he turned the kid against the parents all at the same time. Still making the, especially the moms, that's how the whole families got broken up.
Right.
The families got divorced and all that because of how, like, he put everybody against each other in order to be able to have access to this kid whenever you want it, for whatever you want it.
Right.
It just, that's all I got to say on Michael Jackson. Great musician, but not a good person.
Yeah, my thing, that's my thing. What it comes down to is they could be horrible people. Don't mean that if you like the music or appreciate the music that you are condoning, that you condoning what they did.
That's how people feel.
Yeah, and if you do that, I just think you are being lazy in your thinking and you need to wake up. But anyway, we're going to get into this next track, man. Decide to go, you know what I'm saying, with this CME click. You play your bro, the run, BME. My bad, Outlaw.
Shout out on Bravo real quick, because I told him I was going to shout him out. If he's not watching, you a nigga.
Yeah, I see one. I see, okay, you probably just came in. Yeah, shout out on Bravo, man. I need to go back to that great couch. I'm going to do that eventually. Anyway, we're going to get into Devon Deshaun Money. You want a second?
Yeah.
Yeah, so y'all going to get three. Y'all get three of these songs. This is T. Nick Myself Out. You got time, baby.
House tomorrow. I'll buy a coupe, two doors. I'll be a new landlord. Stacking it up like Lowe's. We pull up like ops. And we drunk all shots. and I'm poking that spot. My direct just dropped. Oh shit.
My bank account just gotta come up.
Oh shit. Will change your life, get you some money and treat you right, Money coming up, I got money going down. I got money coming in, I got money going out. See, I don't play about my money never played around. I got that money laying around, I might have to take you down. If it ain't about the money, baby. We gon' make it out. We gon' bring it out.
Money don't break the man, but a grown man better make that money. Ooh, go get a room if you get love, but then you wanna get married.
I ain't married to the game. Got a white woman finna take my name. Gave her that ring. She love the way I sling that thing. Dick same color as a diamond earring.
She went to get a top of the old Navy. Dressing room, I got top of the old Navy. Shopping trip in St. Augustine, baby. Wedding last night, I had a ball and they paid me. Trying to get two commas on my statement. Maybe hit them with my own line of rape. But instead, dog, got money on the floor. Got trash knocking, that's money at the door.
Money coming up, I got money going down. I got money coming in, I got money going out. See, I don't play about my money never played around. I got that money laying around, I might have to take you down. If it ain't about the money, baby. If it ain't about that money, dog. Big money, what's moving, what's shaking. We gon' make it out. We gon' bring it out.
So this is Nick Mustup Hour. We back, my man, DJ Black Tarzan in the building. Before we get into the interview joint, go ahead, finish your thought. You see, the parents.
With the R. Kelly situation, I'm not the judge, so that is what it is.
Right.
I'm just a human being evaluating what I see, and I believe he's guilty. But beyond that, assuming that he is, right, if he is, let's put it that way, he's not the only guilty person in the situation.
No.
Parents should be held accountable because
right.
they gave their teenage girls to him to live with him. It wasn't, from what I understand, it wasn't like they ran away against their parents.
Right.
It was like
their parents stepped them up.
R. Kelly being the guardian. So now, socially speaking, too, we should also be real. I don't know what the age of these girls was, but in centuries and centuries ago,
bro,
girls got given away earlier in life than they is right now, right? So, in our society...
I want to make a point, but yeah. It's dangerous, because, I'd be like...
I'm not saying that he should have did that. I'm not saying it was right that he did that, but I'm saying we're going to look at a historical perspective. It's not all the way out of line
right.
for somebody to, even at his age, to be shacking up with a girl that's under 18, because this was more common back in the day.
Right.
In this day and age, it's not common, and people judge him for that. I'm not really judging him for it not being common. It's more like... It looked to me like he took advantage of the situation, and the parents, like, they allowed him to do it.
Right.
They gave him consent.
And not only that, they took money.
If he's guilty, they guilty.
Right.
If they're not guilty, he's not guilty.
They
said it was okay.
Right. And I say this, and we're going to move on, but even the idea of childhood is new, or even is evolving, because even, like, I was watching the joint with Gail, what's going to call it, Oprah's girlfriend. Don't judge him. That's Oprah's girlfriend. Stan was just there for a cover-up, Whitney. But she was like, these girls are 22 and 23 or something. They're like, that's grown women. You know what I'm saying? Are they brainwashed? I ain't gonna knock that. You know what I'm saying? It's not true. But we we've extended what childhood is, and we constantly do to the point. And childhood is now basically 26. You know what I mean? We excuse somebody from doing anything. Exactly. You know what I mean? But so we have to take that into account. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Fuck R. Kelly. I like his music. But fuck that nigga. All right, we're going to get into it again. Got my man DJ Black Tarzan, you know what I'm saying, bust out on the scene, at least in my eye, you know what I'm saying, with Loser Lab, DME, you know, doing this thing with his homie, Davon Deshaun, who was also on the podcast earlier. If you guys remember it. Of course, this is a podcast that's played that track, Davon Deshaun with Money. So, so anyway, man, it's glad to have you here, bro. What's going on with
you? I'm feeling good. Life has been real good to me. Over the span of, you know, about 4 or 5 years, I've been able to, bless is not my almighty power, to transform DJing into a full-time income. So my day job is now my side job. DJing is my full-time job.
Word.
And it's, you know, a while ago, I decided my goal was, it wasn't even, at the time, I wasn't even planning on DJing.
Right.
But I decided my goal musically, it wasn't like rich or famous, record deal, nothing like that. It was, the first step is to turn it into a living.
Right.
Whichever way that got to be.
Right.
And so, for me, it's a, especially this year, last year I made 20K DJing, first time ever. And I've been able to, for the past like 3 years, been doubling my DJ income.
Right.
Now I'm kind of hitting like a ceiling this year, because it would be real hard to double it unless I change over and start doing, I'm going to specialize. I'm going to end up doing beach weddings.
Almost.
Right. I'm going to create a spinoff company for beach weddings exclusively. And then, you know, it's going to be a high, I'm charging a higher rate. You know what I'm saying? And then from there, I'm going to start doing luxury international weddings.
Right.
Because the, like right now, since I achieved the first goal, which is just making a full-time income off of it. Now the next goal is, which I consider the floor, is 6 figures.
Right.
Then after that, it's just, you know, I want to get a house in Italy. I want to go do this. You know, I want to travel a lot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just.
Yeah, see, you just took a trip to Amsterdam.
Yep. So now I got, now officially I've been in, I got more countries on the passport than that from stopovers. But officially I've been to Amsterdam, London, and Rome.
Yeah.
And we're going back to Italy this year, this time for like 3 weeks. And we're going to, I want to say Venice is on the list, Naples, Bari. The Amalfi Coast, which is the beach in Italy.
Right.
So I'm really
going to come back to where y'all are. Like, Black Tarzan ain't going to be still Black Tarzan,
man. But it's like, no, I'm really happy. Like, you know, a lot of people could look at it from the outside and be like, oh, 20K and shit. But I'm like,
shit, 20K
out of zero.
Wait, 20K is dust shit, my nigga. Respect, bro. Straight up on that.
Appreciate it,
y'all give me 20K to do this podcast. What's good?
But,
don't think I want 20K to do this podcast.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been, you know, it's been real awesome. Like, I've been blessed to have good mentors. The mentor with the company I work with right now, Nate Long, he owns Amplify Entertainment.
Okay.
He's awesome. He's a real open dude, you know what I'm saying? He teaches me everything, you know. What led me into weddings in the beginning was, shout out DJ Felix Flo.
Yo.
I used to DJ with Felix Flo, Double G, Darvon, Team Rocket, Ray Rex. We all used to do the same parties and stuff together and practice together. And Felix Flo had did weddings before, and he was the one that kind of told me, if you're really trying to turn it into money,
right,
you got to go into the wedding market.
Speaking of,
that very serious.
Felix Flo will be on the show this month, so you guys be prepared for that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's
yeah.
That's my dog right there. But, yeah, he the reason why I started doing the wedding. And Once I started doing a couple weddings, and I see the, like, the difference, I don't got nothing against other type of gigs.
Right.
But weddings, one, weddings pay well. Two,
they
you get treated so good.
Right. They already feel nice. And,
yeah. Like, it's a momentous occasion that's only going to happen that one time, hopefully. And I'm going to say, with the energy we bring to it, you know, with the couples, they not kidding, of course. They're going to say,
you're right.
We feel good memories with them. But it's, I mean, they really accept you into the family
right.
for that day, and then depending on how everything goes, people will tell me after the fact, they're like, you a member of the family now.
Right.
And some of them I actually done been able to become friends with and hang out with and stuff like that. So it's just, I like the whole environment. It's, you know, I get to go out and party. It's take a whole day, you know,
right.
Set up and all that. But it's, I'm getting paid well. I party and have fun, and I get a workout. You know, I haven't been going and playing ball like I should be doing. But I dance at every single wedding. I'm on the dance floor more than everybody, with very few exceptions. So I get my workout in,
right.
And it's fun. You know what I'm saying? This is stuff how I used to act when I was growing up and stuff. Like, I never knew this was perfect for me, but now I know. And people done told me, like, at weddings, they'll be like, man, he was born to do this. I'm like, I never knew, but everything about my personality, how I act, how I dance, and all that, is people appreciated at weddings. So I ain't going to stop doing
it. No, that's what's crazy how sometimes at work, I think it was, I don't know what it was. I was watching something today and listening to something. And they were just basically saying how, I think I know what it was. So it was a podcast by a photographer, Ravy B. Shout out to Chachi. But Ravy B was saying how, like, I think she just kind of, like, fell into it.
Yeah.
And that it wasn't something that she was into, and then it just happened. But in that regard, yeah, so it's kind of crazy. Like I said, you just kind of find your niche. And really the key is, it's trying to monetize it so you can, and not to be greedy, but just so you can live.
Exactly. So we don't have to do the stuff that we don't want to do. Because we got something that we love to do that we're going to put all this good energy into that's able to feed our family. And then, like, the step I'm at, like I said, it's full time now, but, you know, I want to feed my family above and beyond. So I'm not going to rip nobody off because I don't believe in that all that come back around. But what I'm doing is I'm getting better at what I do, right? And then I'm going off and I'm creating the even deeper niche. So, like, right now I do weddings in Tallahassee. And it's, not just Tallahassee. I do Florida and Georgia, basically. Right. But if somebody called me to North Carolina, wherever.
Anywhere.
If you're a wedding DJ, you know, I could shoot you some videos, pictures, testimonials, reviews, and stuff like that up on my Facebook page. But, what I'm really going into, everything about my brand, and that's why I got this one right here. This is the Sanibel Florida Beach Hat, which signified my new look when I got it.
Right.
It was me and my fiance fifth year anniversary, I want to say. Yeah. And that's actually why I wrote Vacation Forever from that trip. But we was looking at the gift shops and stuff, and I wanted a hat. And at the time, I didn't know I wanted specifically a beach hat.
Right.
But I was like, I need a new look, you know, to go with this branding thing. And I tried on one. She looked at it, and I didn't like it. And then I tried maybe one more, and I tried this one. And we both looked at it. I was like,
yeah.
Right there. But everything I'm trying to, not even trying, I am. Everything I'm doing is based around the beach, because that's why I'm happy at. I call it my happy place.
Right.
So for me to have my professional life at the beach, doing weddings at the beach, for me to write songs about the beach, for me to travel around the world, to go to the beach, you know, for me, just every possible way that I could connect myself to the beach, like, you know, boat shoes too. I'm going to get into that. Beach wear, swimming trunks, like, I'm going to get into all that.
Now, I'm going to get into it, to switch up a little bit, you know what I'm saying, making music or whatever, and basically creating a new sub-genre, you know what I'm saying? So you want to introduce the people to that sub-genre and what they can expect from you in that that vibe.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
So the genre he's talking about, I made a style called Beach Wave Boogie, right? I call myself the rap game Jimmy Buffett, because Jimmy Buffett is the reason why I got into beach music in the first place, going to one of his Margaritaville restaurant.
Right.
But my spin on it, mostly beach music, you know, if you listen to the Beach Boys, you listen to Jimmy Buffett, you listen to some other artists, you know what I'm saying, Jack Johnson, it's not rhythmically based. It's a lot of times around the guitar or, you know what I'm saying, it's a different type of sound. It's meant to be calm and soothing. So my take on it, I was like, you know, my background is in hip-hop and I really love house music, so I want to bring the rhythm to it. You know, rhythm and beach, right? That's my thing.
I'll see what you get there.
So with Beach Wave Boogie, it's like a four-layer thing, right? Hip-hop is where I started at. That's where I earned my chops musically. That's how I learned how to make music, right? The second level on that is house music. So I like to cross up hip-hop and house because I love house music. I'm big into electronic music, dance music, all that. I DJ that a lot. The third level is beach music,
right? Like we talking about, it's beach. So right. I want beach house hip hop, right? That's what you got at that point. The fourth level to that, to really concrete the niche and make it its own little spot, is retro dance. And in my case, disco and funk.
Okay.
Because that's what I grew up on. That's what my dad liked. And I just love disco and funk records. So that's what Beach Wave Boogie is. The boogie comes from the retro and the dance and the house. And then the Beach Wave comes from the hip hop and the bass.
Nice. So we're going to go ahead and give people a little sample. You know what I'm saying? We got two tracks in queue. One of them is an exclusive.
Oh, yeah. Never Before Heard is unreleased. It's going to be dropping this summer. My homie Tarif Knockout is on the record.
Who's been on the show, of course. Still got the top numbers. You know, Bravo is coming for him. They neck and neck right now. So we're going to see who's going to break 100 first. Need 100 views. So y'all out there, y'all make this the first 100 view video. What's good?
All right?
Let's do this. But anyway, we're going to get into this track. We're going to introduce him.
The track is called Back Around. And it's me and Tarif Knockout. I produced it. It's more on my hip hop side. It's actually inspired by old school Kanye. But I like it. It's real different. And I don't think it's not too much out right now with that particular sound. So
There
it is.
All right, so we're gonna get into it. Y'all pay attention. This is the Enigma Step Hour. You got time, baby.
Hey. Too fast when it's just me and you. Next time we should pack our bags and we could just leave for good. I don't wanna go home, I wanna stay here with you. Just want a vacation forever. I'm a fish biting animal, a trip biking animal. House, I can just post up in. Maybe buy the one next though. Pay the bills off for the rent. And we can keep the chain flowing on the whole block in time. Baby, sit back. I'ma handle this so we can chill for life. Hey.
Chill.
I can daydream a life spent out here with you. We can do more than alright, and I'll be fine with just you. We can make a little money. We can live comfortable. Take you to a beach paradise. It's very nice, especially the weather. You don't have to worry about bringing your sweater. We can even wear swimsuits in the winter. I promise you, with like this, we can get addicted. Watch the sunrise, let it arise your senses. Take a trip, then mark it off your bucket list. When it's vacating, take another trip.
Kiss me in the middle of the night when everybody's sleeping. When your heart speaks beating, the taste of the song that you're breathing. Kiss me in the middle of the night, in the middle of
Sanibel Captiva, I bite the cross of my cheeka. Sanibel Captiva, I bite the cross of my cheeka. I went to Matt Lachey with my chica, just to spend the day with my chica. It's a hippie village, art and fishing village, small colorful town with great people.
Kiss me in the middle of the night when everybody's sleeping. When your heart speaks beating, taste of the song that you're breathing. Kiss me in the middle of the night. In the middle of, kiss me in the middle of the night. When everybody's sleeping, when your heart speaks beating. The taste of the song that you're breathing. Kiss me in the middle of the night. Kiss me night, kiss me, kiss me.
The first time, so when the dividends come back around, it's a plus sign. We gotta weed out the good from the bad, the supporters from the non-separate rhythm is a must now. You don't believe in my dreams,
Don't ask for too much. Just share and play when you see it. Gotta shake you off. Cause you're talking about you know me. But you don't come to my shows, no, not even when they free. Don't roll around with ideas on me. You can hop on this bandwagon, just bring the homies. We gon' keep it rolling, all that work and no sleep. But you can't come to the studio unless you OG. Hey. Got a son, I'm tryna teach how to make money off real estate. Hey. I'm a Florida boy and I real, cause I'm tryna be the realest in my state. Hey. Put on the mouth, hey. Shout out y'all Kodak, hey. If you put the work in, you'll see it on the back end, hey, just know that, hey. It goes on and on and on. What you put in comes back around. And on and on and on. Everything always circle around. We on. Everything we did came back around. We on. Now I'm never turning back around.
Took my frowns, turned them upside down. They say I'm the man now, moved out my mama house. Yeah, no more Rick James stepping on her couch. Thanks for the times you put that money in my bank account. I've always dreamed big, couldn't measure amounts. So if I boarded planes or hopped off that Greyhound, I kept the faith of a mustard seed. No ounce of hate in me could never stop, was meant to be. Look, I made it on TV, blogs in the magazines, autographs, signed CDs, fans taking pics of me. I could go on and on. Took a chance at this luxury that I built through passion. No Disney World, but the feeling's magic. Funny thing is about rapping, if you trying to make it big, you either got it or you don't. That's just the music biz. That's the way love goes. These haters at my front porch can't see them through my peephole. They'll never slow my tempo. This show goes on.
It goes on and on and on. What you put in comes back around.
Tariq Knockout.
And on and on and on. Everything always circle around. We on. Everything we did came back around. We on. Now I'm never turning back around.
Alright, we back. This is the Enigma Self Out of my man Black Tarzan. Look here, y'all missing a lot of prospective a man Black Tarzan. So check out the YouTube joint, youtube.com/EnigmaSelf927 to see what we were talking about in regards to the Migos, man. Yeah, that was no perspective. I hate to cut it off, but we got a freaking podcast to do, unfortunately. But anyway, the songs you just heard was Vacation.
Yeah, Vacation Forever was the first one, and then Back Around
was the Knockout.
Exactly, yeah. That's, you know, the release one. So I'm gonna be dropping that this summer. You can find me on Spotify, Black Tarzan. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook, DJ Black Tarzan. So just / DJ Black Tarzan. I'm on Twitter too, but I use Instagram way more. So normally you're gonna see a Twitter post that's really an Instagram.
Right.
I'll be honest with you.
I try to think who is like that. I'm not like that. Well, it's just like anytime I see a Twitter post.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro. But it's all good. There's nothing wrong with that. That's how my faith died. Didn't want to link up with Twitter and Facebook and MySpace.
And the people who, I forgot who bought into it, but they messed it up after that, because at one point they fucked up all your songs that was already on it.
Right.
And like deleted shit. So, like, right. I mean, I pissed me off. I stopped fucking with him. Right. But it's...
So my thing is that joint. That was the place where you put your music at.
Yeah. And then they, you know, they just didn't keep up. They didn't keep up. And Facebook was where everybody was connecting. And
right.
Yeah. That's what it is.
So, I know you said doing mostly the weddings or whatnot. So what you got set up, you know what I'm saying, in the next 2 to 4 months people can look for? I thought, and they got the music, but what else you got set up?
We are going to be having a video shoot. Lose the Lab, me and Darvon Deshaun, we're going to be having a video shoot. We dropping a new tape this summer also. So this probably going to be the biggest year for me in a while, because I just been doing like one project or one track a year. But now I'm going to be dropping multiple tracks and stuff. So
you can do that when you make it 20K on your stock. On your side hustle. Free, put that money in.
Free up the production and all that.
Hey.
On the beat, like some new beach music. But yeah, so probably in April, I'll put out the info once I get it. But we're supposed to be doing a party and a video shoot for our new Twerk track. I'm not going to tell you what it's called yet, but it's hot. It's hot. I done got a couple people to tell me that it's hot. I knew it was hot anyway, but mixed and mastered by Outlaw Beats.
Outlaw Beats, what?
Excellent job. But that's why I think the only thing right now that's coming up that'll be, you know, quote unquote public, because like I said, most of the stuff is wedding, so sorry guys, you can't wedding crash. It's a private thing. But if I end up getting a show or something like that, I need to talk to I need to talk to some promoters and stuff and see about doing another show, like doing a showcase, something like that. So right now, like I said, that's all I got right now. But if anything else come up before I leave the country, I'm going to Italy in June.
Hey.
It's gonna be great. I'll be posting that on Instagram.
Ciao.
If, man, let something crazy happen and not end up getting another opportunity. Last time I went to Italy, right, I didn't plan this.
Right.
I DJed at a cafe during the World Cup. So on one side, you got the people outside the cafe who were just dancing and having fun, and then the people sitting at the seats right outside on the patio. And then on the other side of me, we got the TV with the World Cup, and I think it was Mexico versus whoever.
Right.
And it was just like, I at that point, I was like, life is real right now, because they gave us free wine and beer, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they was treating us, and I got paid in euro, and it was the price I negotiated it. And if I had came prepared to actually DJ, because I wasn't prepared, so I ended up going off their stuff. They had a turntable and a whole bunch of like disco records and stuff,
right.
And then they had an iPad, you know, with Spotify. So I did that, but if I had my own stuff, I probably could have charged more. But I mean, they said yes to my price as soon as I said it, so I was like, also, when you get in those situations, don't talk price immediately. Build the bond first.
Right.
Because, like, I had WhatsApp, so me and the dude communicate. Like, we talked in person. Like, he asked me, you know, he knew he could tell I was from America and all that. And
they will know.
Car. Yeah.
They know where you're from. Car.
He was like, oh, you're a proper DJ. I was like, yeah, I do it for real. I do weddings or anything. And he talked to the manager and the owner. And came back and was like, we'd love to have you come in on one of our popping nights. You know, you can do like an hour set. And I got paid pretty good for that hour set. So it's like, I was ready, but I ain't talk no money with him right there. It was just, we agreed that I was going to do it, right? And then I made myself sound even bigger because we was going to London like the next day.
Right.
So I was like, you know, I'm going to London and I'll be back for a couple of days. If I have time for the couple of days I'm back, I'll come through. But, yeah, we messaged on WhatsApp after that, like that day and the next day, and then we worked out a price, and boom, I got Italy on my resume now. So, and then he moved to a different restaurant now, different establishment. So he told me to hit him up when I go back. I might have another spot, but we'll see. We'll see.
All right, man. Well, that's dope. My man on WhatsApp, Momo ain't hit you up yet. That's...
No.
No. Momo pop up on your shit. I have a little trick for you to do.
Watch your kids, people.
Watch them, yeah, for real. Hey, on front, I had me kind of shook. I'm like, let me see what my kids are watching.
Yeah.
Baby shark.
That type of stuff is uncalled for.
Man.
Whoever behind that type of stuff, bro, it's
demonic
energy all the way.
Exactly. Yeah, great good, great evil. That's just straight evil. I don't see nothing behind that.
Yeah.
But anyway, man, it was dope to have you on here. I wish I had more time because I definitely got more questions or whatever. But y'all make sure to follow my man on Instagram, Facebook.
DJ Black Tarzan.
DJ Black Tarzan. Get ready. Matter of fact, y'all already got the Christmas album that's out.
Christmas Tree.
I know it's not a season, but
it's up on SoundCloud. It's soundcloud.com/DarvonDeshaun.
Right.
So Darvon, D-A-R-V-O-N, Deshaun, D-E-S-H-A-U-N. And we got a little Christmas EP. And you can go back and check the first one too. Look up Christmas Trees, Loser Lab on Google. That one is on Bandcamp. But we experiment a lot. We made some cool sounds and it was fun. It was fun making it.
So glad you're here, bro. Yo, y'all make sure to follow my man. He's back next week. with the homie, my bro, low-key my lifesaver. Got my man DJ A to the L. He'll be in here again, like I told y'all before. The next podcast, live broadcast, will be at 8 p.m. as well. Then we'll go back to the 10:30 joint the week after that. So, y'all, make sure y'all prepare for that. Other than that, man, hit me up. If you listen to the Facebook, hit that subscribe button. You see my fat finger. Hit that subscribe button, like, share, let us know what you think. And also, too, you know what I'm saying, hit us on all the social media. Also, my man information will also be down there in the description. So make sure to check that out. Click on the link. Get at him. Hey, if you disengaged, just got engaged, got marriage set up, your man's right here. All right?
Hey, hey, hey.
So this is what we're going to do. We're going to end the joint. So y'all get into my mixtape shit, you know, since I got the DJs on here. So I'm going to end this with Lupe, Kanye, Pharrell, featuring Tom York of, God, that's his name. I forgot the name of the damn rock band. Kid A. Okay, I know who band he. Anyway, this is Lasers. I want to nick myself out. You got time, baby. I'm going to go see some Tank and Bank in the bank. Get y'all. I'm out of here.
Just a little bit.
We be out of here.
Styles of the rich and famous. Bought a big house and a whole lot of ranges. A fresh new couch and a whole lot of trainers. A closet full of clothes and some brand new dangers. And some Mexican floral arrangers. A great big TV that'll entertain us. Some colorful commissions from some high paid painters. Someone to take the rap so that I stay stainless. And a new relationship with a banker. Two pinky rings for my manicure fingers. A trained German shepherd that bark when it's anger. To watch my possessions and look out for strangers. And a 50 foot yacht with an anchor. A young supermodel that shall remain nameless. Ups and the downs, the sames and the changes. All the money in the world don't make it painless, no. But they love it and they love it the more.
You try to erase me.
And they love it and they love it and they love it and they love it
the more that I appear.
And they love it and they love it and they love it and they love it
the more. You try to erase me.
And they love it and they love it and they love it.
Lifestyles that are broken famous. Let you know how crazy this game is. Look at all the new beautiful faces. At home supermodel, my spaces. Long for they shot on the TV screen. American Idol, never seen these dreams. Just last week they wanna see ID. Now they got you in VIP, huh? How many people almost famous? You almost remember what they name is. Like, hey, didn't you playing? No, it couldn't be, quit playing. And trying to keep that balance after MTV, that's a real world challenge. Back on that train, never to be heard from again.
No, but they love it and they love it the more.
You try to erase me.
And they love it and they love it and they love it and they love it
the more that I appear.
And they love it and they love it and they love it and they love it
the more. You try to erase me.
And they love it and they love it and they love it.
G-R-I-P-P-I-N-P-I-N-E. Spell it, bitch, come on, that's me. I bring a burning sensation to the urban eye. Like an eyedrop of turpentine. You can listen to the serpent fine. But the earth got gas once it burps, it's fine. Some around me, they talk about degrees. Not G-H-G, how to cook a quarter key. Talking all nasal, he ain't over that cold. No gloves, scrubs, managers over that stove. Perfect paradigm, wrong place, wrong time. Should've been Pfizer, GlaxoSmithKline. Number one chemist, look at it, no blemish. Extra off-white like a DuPont finish. Young, dumb, high, strong, who can handle us? I wonder how God's gonna paint today's canvases. Cause who knew that day that man would just go to VA with a tech to spray campuses. What a way to see the cover of Time. I know that nigga wish he was standing in line to see it.
But they love it and they love it
as if he didn't do it.
You try.